Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Megillah Daf Chav Zayin, Megillah 27. Today's Daf Yomi, we're going to go back to the line that we had said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if somebody has to sell a Torah scroll, you're not allowed to buy Sefarim. Sefarim, Rashi said, was a reference to Nevi'im and Ksuvim, to lesser forms of holiness than the five books of the Torah. So the Gemara now brings a question about this with respect to the laws of selling a Torah scroll. So the Gemara says, this is a question that they had in the Yeshiva, Ibayelahu. They had a question in the Yeshiva. Ma'alim kor Sefer Torah Yashan, l'kach bo chadash. Can you sell an old Torah scroll, take the money, and use it to buy a new Torah scroll? Do we say kivan de lo maliway? So do we say, since you're not going up in holiness, because what's the reason why you're not allowed to sell a Torah scroll to buy the Nevi'im and Ksuvim? Because we have the concept that we had said, Malim b'kodesh ve'im marid, and you're going up in holiness and you don't go down. And so therefore, when you sell this Torah scroll, you're not going up in holiness because you're buying just another Torah scroll. And so therefore, you're not fulfilling this concept of Malim b'kodesh, of going up in holiness. And so therefore, do we say it's us or it's prohibited? O Dilma, or maybe we say, Kimin deleko aluye iluye achrina, shop your dummy. Or do we say, since it's prohibited to go up in holiness, there's no way you could go up in holiness. So because there's nothing holier than a Torah scroll, therefore you're allowed to say it. So from the expression of the Gemara, it seems that the whole question is specifically only by a Torah scroll, because you can't go up in holiness from a Torah scroll. However, all the other sanctities that are listed in the Mishnah, like for example the cloths and the other sfarim, that you can go up in holiness, it should be from the language of our Gemara, it should be that it's prohibited to purchase something that it's on the same level. And indeed, that's Rabbeinu Ephraim. That's how he understands it. However, the Rashba writes that you could say only a Torah scroll does this apply to, because the Torah scroll's holiness is so strict. And so therefore, that's why the Gemara had this question that you're not allowed to even sell for another Torah scroll. But by other sanctified objects, it's possible that it's the case that it'll be permitted to sell it, even to purchase something on the same level. So, how does the Gemara answer this question? So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's bring a proof from our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says, Alva machru Torah o yiklu sfarim. It says if somebody sells a Torah scroll, you're not allowed to buy sfarim, meaning the Nevi'im and Ksuvim, which implies a Torah b'Torah, shop your dummy, that if you want to purchase another Torah scroll, it will be permitted. The Gemara says, no, that's a masnis, and that's not a good proof. Because our Mishnah is talking about diavad, where if you already sold a Torah scroll and now you have the money, what are you able to do with it? So therefore, you could purchase another Torah scroll, because what else are you going to do with the money? Ki kami bailam. But our question that says the Gemara, what are we asking about? Our question is lichatchila. Are we allowed to do this even initially? Are we allowed to sell an old Torah scroll in order to purchase a new Torah scroll? So the Gemara tries to bring a proof from this, from a Tosefta. What does a Tosefta say? Tashma, we learn in the Braisa, Golul and Sefer Torah mitpachos chumashim, that you're allowed to wrap up a Torah scroll with the cloths that you use to wrap up a chumash. They would write a scroll and just keep that parchment by itself, because you're raising the mitpachos in holiness. And chumashim and mitpachos shall Nevi'im, and you're allowed to do one of the books of the Torah, not the whole Torah. You're allowed to wrap that up with the cloths of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, because you're going up in holiness. But you can't wrap up the Nevi'im or the Ksuvim with the cloths that you use to wrap the Chumash, because you're taking these cloths that were on the Chumash and you're lowering their holiness. And also not the cloths. You can't wrap the Chumash up with the cloths of a Torah scroll. However, we see from here, Katani Mias Golem Sefer Torah Mitpachos Chumash. We see you're allowed to wrap up a Torah scroll with the cloths of a Chumash, and Mitpachos Chumash. From this we can infer the cloths of a chumash, yes, but mitpachos sefer Torah, well, but you can't wrap up a Torah scroll with the cloths of another Torah scroll. And so we see from here that you're not allowed to change from one level of holiness to the same level of holiness. You're only allowed to bring it up in holiness. And so too, the Gemara is suggesting you can't sell a Torah scroll, an old Torah scroll, to purchase a new Torah scroll. The Gemara rejects this suggestion. Gemara says ema seifa, because the concluding clause says v'lo chumashim mitpachos sefer Torah. You're not allowed to wrap up the chumashin with the cost of a Torah scroll. Doesn't that imply a Torah b'Torah shaper dummy, that one Torah scroll with another Torah scroll would be okay? So therefore, the Gemara says, El meho eko mashmine. From this specific brisa, you can't bring a proof either way. So how do we rule for halacha? So there are several laws about selling a Torah scroll. You're not allowed to sell a Torah scroll. Even if you have a lot of Torah scrolls, and even if you have nothing to eat, you're not allowed to sell the Torah scroll. And the halacha is, moving on to the next law, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Yeridea, Simon Ayin Reish, Sif Aleph, and also in the Mishnah Berurah, they say that you're not allowed to even sell an old Torah scroll in order to buy a new Torah scroll. But if you need the money in order to study Torah so that you're able to live, or to get married and you have nothing else to sell, then you're allowed to sell the Torah scroll. And also for the purpose of pidyon shvuyim, of redeeming a captive, you're allowed to sell it. And if you purchase the Torah scroll initially in order to sell it, that would be permitted to sell it. And so those are the only circumstances under which you'd be allowed to sell a Torah scroll.